ves, Kashika? The sun is shining today? You also saw that. Hmm? Did you feel it also? What did it do? Huh? What does the sun do? Huh? What does the sun do? No, today you write, today the sun is shining, both outside and inside. Life is changing. Thank you for a beautiful retreat. Love, Kashika. I'm happy, Kashika, because this is just a little weekend. Huh? But miracles happen just in a few satsangs. Yesterday you wrote me also, I didn't read it because I was waiting for this. And it happened. You have to learn just to settle down. That's what it is to be in satsang. That's what it is to be a disciple, to fall in tune with the master, to fall in tune with yourself. That which you forget again and again. It's nothing to do. It's just to be here. And you come and be longer, if you can. Yesterday she wrote, "Beloveds, for her, I'm so happy to be back here again. At the same time, I feel sad and very dizzy." Of course, you're coming from somewhere. Who knows where you come from? Only you know what life you have, but many of you have just like a washing machine. And in washing machine, then you feel very dizzy when you come out, no? After the spinning stops. And that's what I do. I pull you out of that spinning machine, and then first you are a little like this. And you don't know what's happening. But you have to be patient with yourself. And especially if you knew, because what is happening here doesn't happen anywhere else. You have to fall in tune with what is happening. Be aware of your judging mind, your comparing mind. If you feel that your mind is strong, if you feel you are judging, don't be so hard on yourself. Give it time. Even Kashika and many people, it happens many times, people who have been with me, you tend to forget. It takes time to take care of yourself, to be in tune, to be connected. "Beloved Swaha, I'm so happy to be back here again," you wrote yesterday. "At the same time, I feel sad and very dizzy. My head and my body feels dizzy. I'm close to falling down." That's fine. Here you can fall down. It's totally fine. You've been trying and trying to keep yourself going and going and going and going. This is a safe place to collapse. Allow yourself to collapse, to relax. "But I'm here and I stay with this for now. With love, Kashika." Thank you for all your support and love. Don't think that you can just come and something fantastic is just happening. Yeah, it is happening. And many times it happens very, very easy. But give yourself some time if you are new. You have to allow yourself to fall into something that is totally unknown to you. So then I was thinking, I can't answer this because I hope she has time in these 2 days to get the taste. And it happened. "Today the sun is shining, both outside and inside. Life is changing. Thank you for the beautiful retreat. Love, Kashika." That's what I'm saying. It's nothing I can say. You have to feel it. If you don't experience it, I can't talk about that which you can't talk about. You have to have a feeling of it. Already we've been talking too much. Happy?
Yes.
Very good. That's what Rumi said, come, 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 yet again come, all you tired and weary travelers. Come and relax. That's what every master, every guru says, come and relax. This is a free zone to stop, to feel, to be again. You are so used to being something, you are so used to seeking and looking for something. No, it's nothing. Allow yourself just to sink into this moment, to relax. Then suddenly you will see the sun is shining. Even if it's cloudy, it's shining. That is too good news for you to believe yet, maybe. Where's Øystein? Where's Øystein coming from?
North Norway.
North Norway. You coming from there now? Where? From Tromsø?
Tromsø.
Yeah? Very good. You came alone?
This time, yes.
And last time you had your wife with you. Where is she now?
She's on the yoga instructor course.
Ah, very good. Yoga is good. The people, they need to take care of their bodies. But we're more than the body. That's why I wrote this letter during my first visit here in June, but only in my mind. Then I had to come back and write it on paper. That's true. You have to get out important things. Don't keep it inside. First, you have to find good things, yeah, and then it comes up in the mind. Then the next step is to bring it out, because when you bring it out, then you own it. You stand up for it. You show yourself. That is very important. Thank you for creating this paradise in time and space outside the normal world. No, this is the normal world. But always in the beginning, you think this is some kind of strange world. But wouldn't it be nice if this is the normal world? What do you say?
Oh yes.
And I'm telling you, it is. For me, this is the normal world. Because the normal world, this world, is so beautiful, is so peaceful. All the birds are happy. The sun is shining, the trees are beautiful, the rivers are flowing and laughing. What happened to human beings? What happened to human beings, which is the crown of God's creation, they say? And they are suffering, and the whole existence is enjoying. Something they must have forgotten. So I would like this kind of world, which is peaceful, which is paradise, to be the normal world. Even if everything here is soft and time is hardly moving, the effect in the other world is more movement, energy and change. No, it's not an opposite, Einstein. Because we are both. We are material and we are spiritual. But what you call the normal world, it's just material. And human beings are not only material. And that's where the problem is. They have forgotten that they have something more. And then they become very restless, homeless, outsiders, stress, confusion, because they have forgotten who they really are. If you are in touch with that spiritual, then there's no problem to function in the material. You have both. But everything is upside down. No, they think they are only the physical, only material. They have forgotten the spirit. Then they are very fearful. Then the ego is running the show. Then only money, power, greed can make you survive. If you know the spirit, your heart, then you're still functioning, but not out of an ego. Then you're functioning out of a playfulness, out of an understanding, out of a gratefulness. This is the difference. And that's what I'm trying to remind you. This is the normal world. It's just that the normal world is not normal. And the more you see, the more you see things as they are. I once thought that choices were easy, long-lasting and black and white, like peace, no pain, care of environment and love of life. Since then I have to come to see that these ideal choices don't exist, and that balance in life only can come from a continuous stream of challenging choices. These choices are not between good and bad, but often dilemmas with unclear results. The more unconscious people are, the more dilemmas they have. The more conscious, the less dilemmas. If you're very conscious, no dilemmas. So that's how it is. So become more and more aware. Become more and more conscious. And then you start seeing the results also. Normally people just go in a circle. Even if they have done the same again and again many, many times, they don't learn. Because there is no awareness. So it's very normal, people say, how did I find myself here again? I've been here before. How can I be so stupid? Because you are stupid. If there is no awareness, you are stupid. You're going in a circle. If you start becoming more conscious to see, that's why it's so important to know yourself. Know thyself, study yourself. Then you start seeing what you are doing. Then, the next step, then you start seeing things as you move into it. Oh my God, I shouldn't do this. I have done this before. And then some awareness starts happening. And if you're not a total slave, then you stop, you retreat out. Excuse me, I went in the wrong room. But that takes awareness. Most people, they just go in and, hello. Because everybody else is going, and that's what you've always been doing. And then the next step, you see it already when you're on the way there. You start seeing it, oh my God, now I start doing the same thing again. That I have been doing so many times before. No, your consciousness is start waking more up. And something, a little, little voice, but if you have too many voices in your head, you can't hear that little voice. And if you hear it, then all these other voices, no, don't listen to that. Everybody else is going there. So I'm going also, bah. It's like Jesus says, you have to be strong in spirit, you have to be strong in consciousness. Otherwise, you will always do the same mistakes. And then when awareness is even stronger, you see it even just when the thought comes. the thoughts that leads to action, that leads to the same thing, and then you will be fooled when already you have done the action. No, you see it just when the thought go in the head. And as soon as the thought comes, you say, this is, just let it go. Yeah? You don't hold on to it. No awareness, you hold on to the thought. Then the thought gets to action. Then the action makes karma. Then you're suffering because you did unconscious thing. More awareness, you see it. The thought comes, no, that's nothing. Then it's like thought, it's like cloud. No awareness, you can get involved in any stupid thing, like you are doing. Since then, I have come to see that these ideal choices don't exist and that balance in life only can come from a continuous stream of challenging choices. These choices are not between good and bad, but often dilemmas with unclear results. More awareness, there is no unclear results. So that's where you're going, I hope, Einstein. Become more and more clear. Then you can see what the result is. I love nature. Nature is my meditation room. I work with mining. Mining destroys nature. We need the metals to travel to Brazil and do other things like listening to music. So I continue mining. We have to do something. Don't feel bad about it. I do not hunt moose. That's good. It's good to be clear. Okay, you are not a moose hunter. That is fine. What? I do not like hunting. No. My Sami friends kill their reindeer as a fundamental part of their identity and culture. Yes, that they do. Because that is their identity and their habit. You can't tell an Eskimo in Greenland, don't hunt the whale or the seal. That's what they live off. So you have to see where they come from. You can't take an Indian, tall an Indian, start eating reindeer meat. He will think you are crazy. Or to eat the cow, which is even worse. So it's all different from different sides of the planet. That is just tradition, identity, habits. But with awareness, you can change all that because you don't belong to any culture, really. You don't belong to any country. You are a human being. And the more conscious you become, you get free of all these habits. You start seeing what is really needed, what is good for you. And maybe what is just more beautiful, what is more aesthetic. I like fish and fishing. I can see that the fish has great pain, but I choose to continue fishing. Okay. My love of life has many times deserved to let go, but I continue struggling to let go. Yeah, but it's going in the right direction. You are here. We can talk about all these things. Choices are not made once for all. If I, through meditation, can motivate myself for making more choices, then movement can start and new experiences appear. Thank you for listening. Yours, Einstein. Very good, Einstein. If you are my Einstein, then you have very good. Then. For me, there is no should or should not do. You know, eating reindeer or eating whale or eating anything, even eating pig. You know, if you like, what to do? The only thing I'm interested in that you become more conscious. Because out of consciousness, everything changes by itself. Then you start understanding. You don't need rules, you need more awareness. You need more clarity. You need more understanding. You need to see the whole picture. It was a time we needed to hunt the moose. We don't need that anymore now. Why do it? To kill the whale. But people get used to everything. They get used to killing the animals. They get used to killing each other. There's millions of million people in the world today that are soldiers. They like to kill each other. They say the first time you kill somebody, then after that is easy. Maybe it's the same with the moose or the fish. I don't know. I'm not there. It's not my area, really. Good luck, Einstein. Say hi to your wife, huh? Stay soft and flexible. More awareness, you see what you need to do. It won't come from your tradition or what your family says or what anybody else says. You will see what is good for you. How are you doing? You have anything? No, you've been screaming in dynamic. It's good, huh? This is a modern Buddhist meditation now. For the modern man. You start getting into it now. Huh? You can talk now. Very good. You had anything to ask me or say? You were writing to me before. No, I was waiting for you. And then I was wondering, you don't say anything? No, you lost your voice. What are you going to do? That's what I do with people, no? Then you can't say anything. You just have to sit there and take it in, no? Huh? Where's Magnus? My man Magnus, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Okay. Anything you like to say?
I'm feeling so very good. Just being here in this place and amongst you other here. And, it's the second time I see you here. And, I really like you. I love you. Basic values of life that I have carried here with myself for all my life, but I haven't had people around me that share my basic values.
Mm-hmm.
But I hear today that you share my basic values of life, the history of the moose and everything.
We share everything about Moses, the Buddhas.
Yeah.
It's all life. And it's beautiful.
Yeah, I think it's beautiful.
Yeah, Moses is beautiful and Buddhas are beautiful. That's for sure.
Yeah.
It's much easier when you have other people, fellow travelers, you know, friends.
Yeah.
And that's the thing.
I think it's so very beautiful that we can be here together for 1 week and then we travel back. Live our lives and
yes.
Come back.
Yes.
And can be here together.
Yes.
Otherwise I would have been very lonely in my own life.
Yeah, you
all those feelings.
Yeah. Very good. You are very welcome. And come also for longer time if you have the opportunity, no?
This sacred silence
Yeah.
I would love to be there.
Yeah, yeah. If you're ready to be in silence, this is the best place.
I'd love to be in silence with other people.
Yes.
Around.
Yeah, that would be very good.
Yeah.
Mm? Come also to Brazil if you want to have not silence. Life is both, no? For the Brazilians, you know, that's like they really see that miracles are happening around me because they, even Brazilians, are going into silence. It never happened before. But here in the winter, it's of course the best because everything is quiet. And because of the darkness, everything is supporting that to go in. So this is the best place for silence. We have silent retreat in Brazil also, and it's beautiful, but then you go in your swimming trunk on the beach, no? That is also nice. The boat is nice.
Yeah.
Very good, Magnus. Anybody else? Anybody have something to say?
Yes. It's my first time here.
Hmm.
And now it's difficult to talk.
Yeah. But we started something.
yesterday I saw you for the first time.
Hmm.
And I doubt it.
Doubted what?
I doubted in you.
Hmm.
Something in my chest.
You doubted in me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I expected a big explosion.
Yeah. No.
I saw some vibration and something on and off.
Uh-huh.
My dog came and said, can he just be finished and go?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but today it's much better.
Mm.
I trust you much more. And I don't feel it's too far to get to enlightenment, but at the same time it's very hard to get open that door.
But do you trust me then? Don't think. Trust has nothing to do with thinking. Hmm? Sometimes I say to people, it can't be any trust if there is no love. First, something has to happen. A love, a let go, an openness. And when that connection is there, when the heart is open, it's not something one can think about. Then trust happens. And in that love, in that trust, only there can those secrets be shared. It has nothing to do with the head. It has nothing to do with mistrust or doubt or judgment. It has to do with total availability and openness, a relaxation, a welcoming.
Problem with crying a lot of years.
You have problems with
crying.
Mm-hmm.
But
not now.
But no, I have mm-hmm. I have had a block.
Yeah. Yeah, you had, but not now. No. You see? Hmm? That was before, not now. This is new now. It's a new beginning. Are you ready?
I hope so.
Whatever you had from before, just let it go. Okay. You're an innocent man. Don't think so much now. He has nothing to think about. Whatever you have done was all the preparation to come here. Now something new is happening. Now you can allow this. If you need to cry, you cry. If you need to laugh, laugh. If you want to dance, dance. If you want to sit silent, sit silent. Just allow yourself to be yourself. And you trust yourself, then you will trust me. Patiently washing me clean, wiping out dirt from every corner, no matter how old or sticky this dirt is. With love and compassion, you go on polishing me and gracefully tickling me inviting me to enjoy it. Yesterday, deeper than ever before, I felt this indescribable, immense gift and unique opportunity it is to be close to a living master. So precious, so beyond everything, such a blessed life, a blessed gift. Thank you, beloved, thank you. Yours forever, Premli. P.S. This poem, The Guest House, from Rumi, has been a good reminder many times since you read it some years ago. The Guest House. This being human is a guest house. Every morning a new arrival. A joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they are a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house, emptying of its furniture. Still, treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door, laughing, and invite them in. Be grateful for whatever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. What is important is that you are open and you are available and you are invited so you can learn and grow and let it go and be ready for the new. Don't think about what you are letting go of, what you are missing. Think about what will come. Don't look back, look forward. May everyone be happy. Aum Shanti. Be responsible for your own life. Be strong. Follow your truth. Follow your heart.